It's time for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Representative Christine Watkins. And believe it or not, we're getting close to starting up a legislative session again. Starts on January 16th, and it'll actually run until March 1st. And we always like to bring her in at the end of the year and maybe talk about some of the things that got accomplished in the 2023 session and then what to look for in the 2024 session. And we do have a couple of things that you may want to look forward to in the 2024 session. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for taking out the time today. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
So let's start off with, as I said, the new legislative session will start January 16th and run through March 1st. And you said it's really almost like probably drinking out of a fire hose every day with all the information and stuff, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We show up and we wonder what's going to be the hot item or two. We all have our bills, most of our bills ready to go. And this year we've got a new House Speaker. He's been part of us for as long as I've been there, and he's a great guy. It's Mike Schultz. It'll be Speaker Mike Schultz, and he's a little bit rural, so that won't hurt us at all. And so we've had some changes in our rules chair, which is really critical. And so we're excited to see what happens that way. Plus, just like the year before, we have some new representatives coming in because we had some resign and leave for personal reasons. And so we always have a little bit of a new mix there.
Most definitely. So before we get into what to look forward to in 2024, let's take a step back and look at one of the big ones in 2023, and that was the educational bill. And it was a sweeping educational bill that's probably one of the biggest ones that they've passed. Is that
Oh, yes. Well, and you know, it actually sort of passed as a voucher bill many, many years ago. And as a state, we said, no, we're not going to do that. And we all went out and got signatures and got it on the general election. And it was voted down. Well, that was a long time ago. And things have changed in education. So Representative Perucci brought forth this bill. And it is to give a certain amount of money to families to go to private schools to help with homeschooling. You can create what they call little mini schools or micro schools. One of the reasons I really liked it was it gave all of our regular public education teachers, not administration, but teachers, a $4,200 raise. And an $1,800 allotment to go towards their benefits. And so a lot of people think it's already in place, but they just hired the company to run it. And so they're not from Utah. It's a company that's already done it in some other states. And so they'll come in. They already kind of know how to do this, and people have to apply. And so people will be able to apply for that money for each child that they have starting in February. Now, we don't have a lot of private schools here where we live, and especially in our part of the state, Southeastern. But we do have a lot of homeschoolers. So they are going to need to apply or find out what the rules and regulations are. It is not a free-for-all. There are rules and regulations, and sometimes people are willing to do that. Other times, they do not want to deal with that. So it's going to be up to them.
And so, yeah, and that's, you said in February,
yes,
can start applying for that.
It's kind of the
money.
End of February. I want to say the 24th, but I get lots of dates in my head. So, but I know it's in February when that'll be opened up. And they go online and they'll find out all the rules and regs about it.
Okay. So now let's fast forward and we're going to talk about some of the things we want to look at and keep an eye out for this coming up legislative session. And the first one out of the gate that we wanted to talk about, because you know what? It's possible. It's possible.
It is.
And one of the representatives is going to introduce legislation about trying to get a referendum for a state lottery on the ballot. So let's talk about that for a moment.
Well, as we were talking earlier, I had a constituent tell me about this. I try to watch the 9 o'clock news, but sometimes I'm asleep because I've been getting up for early wrestling for my grandson. And we have a Representative Berkland who has filed this bill to legalize lottery, and she wants all the money that they make from it to go to education, just like other states do. And there's a part of me that says, you know, everybody in the state steps outside of our borders and they buy their lottery tickets and buy them all the way around us, because we're just surrounded by states that have legalized lotteries and selling of all the little tickets that you scratch off and stuff. So it'll be interesting, because we do have a different mix in the legislature than when I first started. We have a lot of young legislators who they're conservative, but they still have a different view on things. So I have no idea personally how far it will go, but we haven't had anybody introduce that for a long time.
So we'll keep an eye out for that one. Another one, you've got a representative up there that is wanting to put a resource officer in every school, in every school district in the state of Utah.
Yes, and this stems from the incident last year where schools started getting calls about an active shooting incident and shooter in the school. And, of course, no one knew that other schools were getting the same call. So everyone took it very seriously, but it was from up north to down south. And so Representative Wilcox put this bill together that would require someone in the school carrying a gun, and a resource officer, and he wants them in every school. Right now, most schools have them in like high school, maybe middle school or junior high, but not elementary, and he wants it in every school. And if they don't have anyone that can do that, they'll take a private citizen and pay them a stipend to be in the school with a gun. There's been pushback from the school districts, which is rightfully so. And for rural school districts, it's we can't even find enough peace officers to support our counties and our cities. How are we going to go out and find someone else that's gone through post and done all these things to be in our schools? So, and I know in at least in Carbon County that we have a resource officer in our middle schools and in the high school, but and we don't in the elementary. And I'm sure that's probably pretty similar in our area. But the superintendents have spoken with him. I think he's going to make some changes. But this bill will come forward, and it'll be interesting to see exactly what he has.
To see where it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Another one on here that we've got is one about dispatch centers.
And that's my bill. And I had a lot of local mayors and a police chief here in Price come to me. And I was not aware of this, but we have a dispatch center here. There's one in Richfield, one in Vernal. There's seven of them that are kind of the rural dispatch centers, so that when you call 911 or something's going on, that's where you would call, and they have to be staffed 24/7.
Mm-hmm.
And so the state's been paying part of that, and it ranges from 40% to 60% that the state has been paying for, and then the counties get a bill, and then they divide that up among the cities. So it's kind of been a burden, a financial burden for our small cities. So what they have come and asked for is a reduction of that. Now, this last year, it went up so high that the state just stepped in and paid for it. We don't anticipate that happening this year, but it is a big expense. So what we met with the Colonel Rappich, who's the head of the Highway Patrol, because he's over all of the that whole department of running the dispatch centers. And so we had a really, really good discussion, and we're going to shoot for a 75-25%, and that will even help the cities. They want to use the money to help retain, hire their police or the sheriffs in the county. And so that's my bill. We're just finishing it up. We had a big meeting last week, like I said, and so my drafting attorney is working on that one.
All right, and then quickly before we get out of here, one thing that you said is kind of a priority for at least the House of Representatives for the state of Utah this year, is looking at ways to lower taxes again. So let's talk about that.
You know, we've been really good the last couple of years to lower taxes. And sometimes it's a very specific demographic that gets that tax break. And I do know that Speaker Schultz, that is his goal, is to continue to lower taxes. And by the time he's through with his term. So I will tell you that anytime there comes a bill across a committee that I'm in or on the floor that lowers taxes, I'm all for it. We want to help people because that's impacted all of us, even me. And so anything we can do to help, I will support.
You're all for it.
I'm all for it.
All right. So it won't be long. Once again, the session gets started on January 16th. It'll run until March 1st. And of course, we'll be having our conversations as we always do, kind of bringing you updates from up there. Representative Watkins, thank you so much for coming in this morning. We really appreciate it. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you. And thank you.
All right. Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.